962.
Authorize a competitive solicitation and contract with the lowest responsive and responsible bidder for construction of the Washington Park International Rose Test Garden ADA Improvements Project.
Fritz.
Thank you. I am excited to bring another project to you, and Lauren McGuire is going to explain it to us.
My name is Lauren McGuire. As you said, I'm the Parks Development Program Manager for Portland Parks, and with me is Robin Lawson, who is the project manager for this particular project. We're here today to request council authorization of the competitive solicitation and contract with the lowest responsible and responsive bidder for the construction of the Washington Park Rose Test Garden ADA Improvement Project. The bond repair project for Washington Park is made possible through the support of the Portland community, as it is funded by the 2014 replacement bond. We're grateful that Portlanders have historically helped the city to repair and maintain our much-loved parks through a series of investments, including the first historical levy of record in 1901 to the bond we're talking about today. In November of 2014, the voters passed the $68 million bond measure to address critical needs without increasing taxes because the 2014 bond was replacing the expiring bond. This bond funding goes towards parks' most urgent needs, like replacing failing playgrounds, pools, facilities, other safety and accessibility improvements. 7 repair priorities were identified in our early work on the bond. So we have playgrounds, trails and bridges, pools, facilities to protect workers, Pioneer Courthouse Square repairs, accessibility repairs, and restroom and other urgent repairs that we'll be doing through this bond program. This particular project, the Washington Park International Rose Test Garden ADA Improvement Project, its purpose is to increase accessibility at the garden. We have great parks, but unfortunately, not everyone has equal access to these parks. And so a citywide assessment, as you know, has identified more than 20,000 access barriers in our parks, such as missing handrails and accessible pathways, outdated wheelchair lifts, that kind of thing, steep slopes. So while significantly more funding is needed, the Parks Replacement Bond will be spending up to $5 million to address many of these barriers in our parks and playgrounds. And in this particular project, the Washington Park project will make pathway improvements from the barrier-free parking area near the tennis courts to the garden entry ramp, and then provide entry ramp improvements as well. It'll remove identified barriers from the main north-south promenade in the garden. It'll replace stairs with ramps and handrails. It'll add handrails to different areas, replace our drinking fountain, which is not accessible, with one that is. And it'll be adding accessibility platforms at the amphitheater and replacing deteriorating pavement. This is an example of one of the areas that we'll be removing the stairs and putting in the ramp. The timeline for Washington Park ADA Improvement Project is as follows. The design and construction work is done for the drawings, and we've involved the public with a design charrette and an open house. Permit drawings have been submitted. We're here today requesting that council approve and authorize us to bid. With your approval, then the bids will be advertised in September of 2016. The project construction will begin in late fall, early winter of 2016, and then we anticipate completion of that project by 2017. Look for more projects to come. Also, Grant Pool was just recently opened with our grand opening yesterday, in fact, which was pretty exciting. Other bond projects that will begin construction in the near future include the Wilkes and Park Lane Loo installations, Dishman Pool repairs, Selwood Bathhouse Pool repairs, and we'll also be back talking to you about bids for St. John's Community Center and the Lentz Park Playground barriers. So that's the end of the presentation. We'll take any questions at this time.
I have one. This may be my error. Is there a reason this isn't an emergency ordinance?
We have done that where we need to. In other areas where
We know we have the 30 days. We could do that, but we didn't do that in this case because we've planned ahead for the timeline. So in our future projects, we're trying to back up and plan that 30 days into it.
I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Would you mind if we add an emergency ordinance so we can get started sooner?
No, that's great.
That's okay with everybody?
That's perfect. Yes.
Commissioner Fritz moves the addition of the emergency clause. Is there a
second?
And
that's to expedite these necessary repairs for disability to correct challenges for people with disabilities.
Thank you.
Second to that motion?
Second.
Further discussion? Let's take action on the amendment, and then we'll see if we have any testimony.
Aye.
Novick.
Aye.
Thank you. Aye.
Hales.
Aye. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
No time like the present. Anyone want to speak on this item? Okay, yes. All right. Great. We'll stand by and be ready in a minute for testimony, so come on up. Mr. Wilkins, go ahead while he's getting ready, please.
One thing about the Rose Test Garden, it's very important to people who are nursing growing plants, find out they have a knack for that. I tried to grow plant stuff, and all I can grow is radishes in the backyard of my dad's house. But anyway, plants are important, even things like roses, because my daughter had cancer. And the story goes that she was cured by chemotherapy. Chemotherapy is based on a vincristine plant, which is based on hemlock, of all things, something that can kill you, kills small cells, cancer cells, and also small hair cells. That's why your hair falls out. And it's very delicate to do these things. Also, if you grow things indoors, right, you have things that are temperature controlled, but you can't make as much stuff as you can if you grow it outdoors. So like roses do inspire our next generation of people who know how to grow plants on a large scale, and even plants that are bad for you are good for you. You know, and so far as cancer, and you're talking to somebody. Actually, I have an electrical engineering degree. My daughter was given X-ray therapy, and it didn't do anything. She was cured by a plant.
Thank you. Good morning. Welcome.
Morning, Mayor Hales, City Commissioners. My name is David Bouchard, and I just happened to be in the audience and heard about this particular item. And I just wanted to stress the importance of, as you move forward with the accessibility improvements, to make sure that signs are also made accessible non-visually, and to, you know, to make sure that you know, people who are blind and or have low vision have the same access to the same information, whether it's you know, rules and regulations for the area, any information on plants. I know I've been to Washington Park, and I know there are some areas that have little blurbs on all the different, you know, beautiful plants and other things that that are around. So just to kind of put that out there and stress that point to make sure that as we, you know, as you move forward, to have you know, to consider Braille signage and other ways of conveying written information that is in the park. Thanks.
Oh, thank you. Thanks
thank
very
you. That's
much.
A really good point.
Good point. Okay. Then, so now that this is an emergency ordinance, we can take action today, and let's do that.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Very exciting. Aye.
Fritz. Well, thanks to Robin Laughlin, Laura McGuire, and the recently retired Mary Ann Casson. She was at the grand opening of the Grant Pool yesterday and looking very relaxed. The rest of us were all hyped up and ready to go because we're so grateful to the taxpayers for approving this bond measure to make sure that we can do needed repairs and also increase accessibility. So Washington Park Rose Gardens get over 500,000 visitors annually. And this is a much-needed improvement for accessibility, and we will indeed make sure that we add some features for sight-impaired folks. And this project's community involvement and public outreach process included a technical advisory committee, a 3-day design charrette, and a public open house meeting. The project is scheduled for completion prior to the garden's centennial anniversary, the spring of 2017, and the work will be coordinated with ongoing Water Bureau reservoir work to minimize impacts on either project and the surrounding community. Neighbors will be notified of construction progress and activities that may affect park use. Thanks very much to everybody for their ongoing support. Aye.
Hales?
The first park in the city, and it's very appropriate that it gets properly made available to everyone. Aye. Okay, we're adjourned.
Not really.
Short work of this week.